standing firm, hold the secret of inner power. Give us when tested strength to endure. Mother, we thank you, your joy shines in everything. Open these channels that the world once more may sing.
Stars send a message of light through eternity. Lord, when in darkness your radiance we see. Mother, we thank you, your joy shines in everything. Open these channels that the world once more may see. Flowers so soft and fragile stay fragrant, though pressed to the ground. May we thus learn forbearance, for in kindness love is found. Mother, we thank you, your joy shines in everything. Open these channels that the world once more may see.
Mountains remote and still hint at higher worlds unseen. So may our lives be soaring and serene.
Mother, we thank you, your joy shines in everything. Open these channels that the world once more may see.
Rivers seek passage unhindered by rock or tree. So may our lives flow steadfast toward the sea.
Mother, we thank you, your joy shines in everything. Open these channels that the world once more may see. Mother, we thank you, your joy shines in everything. Open these channels that the world once more may sing. Mother, we thank you, your joy shines in everything. Open these channels that the world once more may sing.
Sun high in the sky, who would hide from heaven's glory? Who would pass the challenge by? La 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 la.
When the sun's high in the sky, there's a time for every people to affirm their destiny. La 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 la. Even so, all of us together can create a better land. Leave the past, a new tomorrow waits for all who understand. La 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 la. Leave the past, a new tomorrow waits for all.
So let's keep going on this idea. We've established that we want self-realization. We want to know the truth. We're trying to gather together as a group to foster that. And that's where the World Brotherhood Colonies give us a step up on trying to find God without the support of each other and without the conscious support in our daily lives of a cosmology, of a way of living, a paradigm that is supportive of that. The outside world paradigm is you are this body, you are this ethnicity, you are this race, you are this class, this is your net worth. You don't have a spiritual net worth, you have a dollar net worth. But the World Brotherhood Colonies Master was saying, why don't we come together and reinforce the highest ideals and goals that we all share? It's going to make it easier. And in fact, does. So the World Brotherhood Colonies run on a different paradigm. The goal is not to be the highest paid or have the longest title or to have the most shares or the highest share price or to be the president of the country or to be the most powerful leader. The goal is to realize the self. The goal is to realize that you are spirit, not matter. And that the entire movement, the World Brotherhood Colony movement, is built on that goal. And that's why Master had this enthusiasm that Jyotish is talking about. Because Master saw, now remember, Master came to this country in 1920, the Roaring Twenties, Prohibition, the Great Depression, World War II. just a dandy time to be here, isn't it? And he was saying, you know, there's another way to live. There's another alternative because this whole thing is Maya. This whole thing is an illusion. And this is the reality. The reality is your spirit. We're all brothers and sisters. Let us live together and seek together and help each other in the highest ideals, not take each other apart, draw lines between us, make little differentiations that your grandfather was born here and my grandfather was born there, so we can't be brothers and sisters. The fact is, we are brothers and sisters. We have a common father. We have the Divine Mother, every single one of us, and every one of these trees and every one of the birds. We are all part of that unitive consciousness. That is the World Brotherhood ideal. The outside world is divide. Maya, good, bad, salvation, lust, all the good and bad stuff. Let's not live in that. Let's live in the light, the one light of God. I want to tell you a story about our work day on Monday mornings in Ananda Village. This started in the winter because it was a winter day. But I was looking at the property services maintenance team meeting one day. And what happened was a bunch of pickups drove up to the shop down there, and a bunch of middle-aged men got out with gray beards and muddy boots, old pickup trucks, had a bunch of tools in the back. The electrician had the electrician tools. Carpenters had different hammers, framing hammer, finishing hammer. And I looked at it, and I thought, this is a typical scene. My dad was a contractor. I was a contractor. My brother was a contractor. I've been watching this every Monday morning since I was 12 years old. Cup of coffee in one hand, kind of scratching the head. A little bit of mud on the, you know, Monday morning a little cleaner than Friday, you know, but still, crusty is a word that comes to mind. And a bunch of guys shuffle up into the meeting room, and on the board it says, oh, Peter's going to fix this drain, and someone needs to do this, and Ray's going to take care of this, and we have a regular American job scene. This is every day, every way. And then we sat around the little round table, and it was Peter's turn. So Peter says, let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, friend, beloved God, Jesus Christ, Babaji, Lahiri Mahasaya, Swami Sri Yukteswar, Paramahansa Yogananda, be with us, help us, help us to feel your consciousness and guidance. Then we practice the healing affirmation for the week, some uplifting thought Swami Kriyananda wrote. I am spirit, I am joy. We all repeat it, Om, Amen. And then we start our workday. And then it sort of reverts to normal American worker consciousness. Did you get that hammer? Hey, you know what? I found a way to, we could offset, what if we offset the screws? That would work perfect. You know, just dialogue. A little bit less girl talk. A little bit less drug talk, alcohol talk. It permeates the American work scene. But basically, a bunch of craftsmen with 20 to 40 years experience going to work. And it's pretty much normal, isn't it? Except that they're conscious that those gifts and skills were given by God. These buildings are given by God and designed by God through an architect, through a builder. That the tenants are God in the form of disciples. And we have to do the best job we can, the fastest way we can, the cheapest way we can. We're not too concerned about the profit margin, share price. We don't get a raise. We don't get bonuses if we do a real good job. We do it because we love God. We're part of God. We're serving God. And it's God serving God. And that's the subtle but very real difference. In the World Brotherhood colonies, we're structured as brothers and sisters trying to serve. And we have a membership committee. But it's not like a membership of a country club. It's a membership trying to figure out what is going to help this person. Where should they live? Where should they work? Who should be their counselor? How can we help them to realize the self? Kriyananda has from the very beginning emphasized to us, this is not about a beautiful community in and of itself. This is not about land and buildings and more people and more colonies. This is about God realization. He was introduced once at a communities conference, and the man gave him a grand introduction. He said, and now I'd like to introduce you to the father of the communities movement, Swami Kriyananda. And Swami Kriyananda came up. He said, you know, I don't care about communities. I'm only interested in places where people can find God. He got their attention because that wasn't what they were there for. They were into all living together and sharing and living on the land and, you know, all these very good, wonderful concepts that are about this much short of the goal. And the goal is self-realization. The goal is knowing in body, mind, and soul that you are one with the infinite. That's what the game is. The rest of it is an illusion. It's Maya. And you can have the nicest house. We could have the nicest community. We could have cobblestone streets and the perfect color scheme and the coolest robes with the best fabric. And it would be totally together. But if we don't have God, we have nothing. And Master told us that. And Swami has repeated to us over and over. And he wasn't happy because the community is mowed. He's happy because we're thinking of God while we're trying to mow it. That's the point. It's living in God. That's what World Brotherhood colonies are for. And it does affect people, as Jyotish said. I remember once in Sacramento, we have a World Brotherhood colony there. And in Seattle and Portland and Palo Alto. And in those, it's an urban apartment building. It's a little nicer than the ones down the street. And there's this and that. But it's pretty much like the other ones on the block. It's not that different. But I remember this one telephone guy came to repair the telephone. He got out of the car and I said, hi, how you doing? He goes, good. And he just sort of stopped for me. He goes, what's going on here? And I said, what? And he goes, It's so peaceful. What is this place? And so I started to explain about Master. He's just a telephone repair guy. It was really cool. It was really cool because that's the point, is you don't have to say it. If you do it, it speaks for itself. If you love God, if you serve God, if you structure your community life in the World Brotherhood colony such that you're supporting not the ego, not, you know, Peter Gehring's office, you know, whoa, you know, big, thick carpet. And he's got the funkiest office, you know. He's the village manager, you know. Lisa has to go upstairs, and I'm like, man, this is, on the outside world, this is not cutting it. But on the inside world, it's beautiful because we're treating each other as brothers, and one of us has to be the director, and then you can be not the director, and then you can be the head of this committee, and then you can be not the head of this committee, and it doesn't matter. We had a village election, and two people tied, so we put them both on the council. Have you seen that in California politics in the last 100 years? Have you seen that in the governor's race? Oh, you know, she's the better candidate. Why don't you let her be the governor? You know, I'll step aside. No, you are a part of all that is. Everything that we do in the cities, in this community, in India, in Italy, in Africa, wherever we go, you are a part of all that is. What Jyotish is talking about are the practices that we have to do internally and then share, and it does percolate out, and it does help us, and it also radiates that vibration that those people feel and see. We had this apartment complex in Sacramento that was in need of rehabilitation, and it needed new tenants. And so we asked the tenants to go, the ones that we had to ask. The police took the other ones away for us. They're helping in the World Brotherhood Colonies movement too. So, but one time a policeman parole officer came back, and this was months after we had been there. And so it was painted, and there were plants growing, and there had been innumerable chanting sessions and kirtans and blessings and incense and new windows and new paint and new air conditioner and new refrigerators. And this policeman came up, and he was looking for one of our ex-tenants. And I said, well, I don't know where she is, but, you know, she's on Section 8 housing, and I believe that you can go to this department and stuff. And he said, okay, well, thanks a lot. And he walked back to his car, just almost got in his cop car. Then he stopped, and he walked all the way across the lawn, and he went up to me and went, I just want to thank you for what you people are doing here. And I said, thank you, officer. And then he left. Because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to affirm that light is the reality and the darkness is an illusion. That love is the reality and hatred is an illusion. Good, bad, life, death, perish these false shadows on the screen of duality. Off with that. The world is very much into separation, Maya. Jyotish wants us to think about God every 1 minute. Okay, how long's a commercial? 1 minute. People take in this information and they project that it's reality. It's not reality. Spirit is lasting and real. And all these divisions, they come and they go. They're not reality. Reality is divine love. Let us structure our lives in that way. Let us build World Brotherhood Colonies in that way. Let us see my India, my Philippines, my England. You'll never fear or be short of a happy life, Master says in the autobiography. If you expand your consciousness, if you live. The other day they were playing soccer down the lawn. It was a Nanda World Cup. Fernando from Mexico, Lucian and Sarah from South Africa, Narayan from New York City. It was great. It was just a bunch of people playing soccer. And I don't even know how to play soccer, but it was beautiful. And I just saw, this is what Master saw. Let's work together. Let's respect our differences, but let's understand that our unity is stronger than our differences. Let's live that way. Let's live in Assisi and India and Ananda Village at the same time. Let's live in Linwood and Rancho Cordova and Palo Alto all at the same time, because we are spirit and we are everywhere and nothing can hold us. That is the opportunity that we have, to see everything that we do as a sacred opportunity. If you don't live in a World Brotherhood Colony, great. You have to work a little harder. If you do live in a World Brotherhood Colony, it is your duty to keep your consciousness there as much as you can. See it in the big perspective. See it as light. See it as beauty. We many years ago, Swami Kriyananda was in the hospital. He had had open heart surgery in Sacramento. And Ram Smith is an African-American member of Ananda, and he's the director of Ananda East. But Ram and I were going, and we wanted to go see Swami. So we walk in, and the nurse stops us and said, "Well, I'm sorry, but only family are allowed in." And I looked at Ram, and we just said, "We're family." And she looked at us, and just for a second, and she said, "Okay, you can come in." Because she got it, that we weren't fooling with her, and we weren't his bodyguards. We're part of his family, spiritual family. And I tip my hat to that nurse, because she was able to just go to that level. Most people are spiritually more aware than they let on or can let on because of the power that Jyotish was talking about to pull us into duality. We are in a society like modern America. It's not really cool to be spiritual. It's sort of uncool. It's sort of unhip. And there's a cynicism that is portrayed constantly that if you believe in spirit, if you believe that God is blowing the wind through us, you're either superstitious or you're a nut. And the reality of it is that God is blowing this wind through us right now. We are his children. And we need to have that consciousness as much as we can. And people want that. I went to a movie once in Sacramento. A group of us went from Ananda to Sangha. And we went to a Mother Teresa documentary at the Tower Theater, Broadway and Freeport. And it was just a regular theater, and it was just a regular movie theater. But it was a documentary about Mother Teresa. It was really well done. This is probably 20 years ago. Anyway, the end of the movie, it was basically a packed house. It was a great movie. Mother Teresa was just shots of her, and she's talking to this guy and that guy, talking about how the sisters live and what they do and what their life like and plain living and high thinking. And it was a wonderful movie. So she was a wonderful, wonderful saint. Anyway, the movie ended, and everyone in the movie theater stood up and gave it a standing ovation. There wasn't a director there or an actress, or there was nobody there from the movie. It was just us, just a bunch of people in Sacramento. But we all stood up, and it wasn't the Ananda people leading the cheer. So, you know, it wasn't a rigged experiment. It was just everyone stood up and just went, "Jai." Well, we said Jai, but anyway, you get the picture. The point was, people understand goodness. It takes goodness to see goodness, but most people are good. Most people want to know God, but they don't have the environment and the opportunity that we have been blessed with here. Or they're just afraid, or they're just not serious enough about it because, like Joe just said, there's a soccer game and there's a party and there's all this stuff. But if you put God first, and if you live for God, and if you revolve your life around it, then the World Brotherhood Colonies, then that consciousness will continue to grow. And our brothers and sisters will share that light on some level. I went to the Habitat for Humanity store in Grass Valley last week. I was looking for a faucet, and I walked in, and the lady said, I had the Master T-shirt on. I had a picture of Master going like this. And she goes, "Ananda." And I went, "Yes." She goes, "All the Ananda people are always smiling, always happy." I said, that's true, and that's a compliment. And all the Habitat for Humanity people are always trying to smile. And she smiled. If we live for God, we share that light. If we live for God and hold to that reality, it makes it easier to realize the self. And bit by bit, I've lived in Ananda communities for 35 years now. I don't even remember Friends episodes and all this. People have conversations with me. I'm like, "I'm sorry, but I haven't watched a television program in 35 years. I don't know what you're talking about." What are you talking about? But we share. But that consciousness fades away. And the reality of divine consciousness becomes dominant. It becomes the default position. A tiny bubble of laughter, I am become the sea of mirth itself. Live in that always.